Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawal. Today is Friday, March 18th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is Sickness Isn't Normal. Our text is taken from the book of 3 John chapter 1 verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Pastor Chris says, sometimes there are Christians and even some ministers of the gospel who are working hard for the Lord, but at the same time struggling with some ailments, some kind of pain or sickness in their bodies. Some say it's normal to get sick, citing the prophet Elisha, who died sick. They also reference Epaphroditus, that worked with Paul, who in his fervor to serve the Lord became seriously ill and almost died. Thus, to many, sickness is normal. But no, it's not. First, the Bible never told us to model or pattern our lives after Elisha or Epaphroditus. Jesus is our example, the one we're to emulate. And the Bible says, as he is, so are we in this world. He was never sick and couldn't be. He gave us the power to heal sicknesses and cure diseases. Paul, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1 said, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. There's no record that Paul or the apostles were ever sick. Rather, they healed the sick. Read about Paul and Peter in the book of Acts. Follow God's word. Model your life after the word, after Christ, and learn from his great apostles of faith. They were masters over the elements of this world. They spoke to all manner of sicknesses and diseases and infirmities. They cast out devils who inflicted these pains on the people. That's the life we have in Christ. Refuse to be sick. Stick to the word of faith that stirs you up in the things of God and in the way of the Spirit. Meditate on the truths of God's word. Romans chapter 8 verse 11 says, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. This has already happened now that Christ lives in you. Therefore, arm yourself with this insight and dominate sickness and disease. Rule over the depravities and negativities of this world and their corrupting influences. Hallelujah! Please take this confession with me. The truth of God is revealed in my spirit and I'm walking accordingly. The Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in me. And he has vitalized me through and through. He is the life and health of my physical body. And the Lord's righteousness is revealed in my body. Hallelujah! For further study, please read Matthew chapter 9 verse 35, Mark chapter 3 verses 14 and 15, 3 John chapter 1 verse 2, and Revelation chapter 22 verse 2. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, rule over the depravities and negativities of this world and their corrupting influences. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolareach.online. I'd like you to have a copy of this beautiful devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolareach.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here's BB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.